Now, you've probably heard a lot recently about the booming car market in China. Many firms have seen huge increases in their sales there, and now the luxury German carmaker BMW is predicting it can double its sales in China this year. BMWs aren't cheap, of course. For example, the new 325 model, which is actually manufactured in China, costs around $60,000. Far out of the reach of most people. The average income in China is still only $3,500 per year. But BMW is banking on China's new rich, wanting its cars as status symbols. And the prices are coming down a bit because it's now making the cars there rather than importing them from Germany at vast expense. David Leggett of JustAuto.com told me that you have to look at BMW's approach to China in the context of the company's desire to crack the whole Asian market.
China's a good example. BMW's actually stolen something of a march over its great rival Mercedes-Benz with an operation there, joint venture, to make the 5 Series. And last year, in fact, BMW doubled its sales in China to around 15,000 units, and we'll be looking for that to grow, that figure to grow to possibly as much as 30,000, you know, within the next few years.
But they're very expensive, these cars, aren't they? Not many Chinese people can afford to buy a BMW.
You may well say that, but there are actually quite a lot of rich people in China. China's got a huge population, 1.3 billion people, and it does have a segment of its population that is becoming very rich and able to afford Western branded goods of all sorts, really. There are also quite a few customers in the what's termed the institutional sector in China, state enterprises and so on, entrepreneurs as well, and these guys provide demand for cars like BMWs.
But it's a very competitive market, isn't it, with so many other Western players in there now?
It's becoming more competitive, but still, when you look at the premium end of the market where BMW is, I'd probably say it's not as competitive as it might be. As I've already said, Mercedes-Benz aren't really present there to the extent that BMW is, for example. Same thing goes for Lexus, and other premium brands aren't really all that well established in China.